Welcome to the Guaranteed Irish Business Podcast, where each week we're joined by leaders of Guaranteed Irish member businesses to chat about how they sustain jobs, communities and provenance. Supported by FBD Insurance, Ireland's largest homegrown insurer. Support. It's what we do.
Hello and welcome to the Guaranteed Irish Business Podcast. Hi there, I'm your host, Breed O'Connell, and today I'm delighted to welcome designer Heidi Higgins to talk to us about her business on the Guaranteed Irish Business Podcast and what it means to be an Irish designer in this day and age in Ireland. Heidi, you are so welcome.
Thank you very much. Delighted to be here.
Delighted to have you. Now, I've worn your dresses. I'm an advocate. I'm a big supporter. And one of the things I suppose I love about Heidi Higgins is that you design and now you make here. So let's talk about the Heidi Higgins story and how you came into fashion in the first place. Give us a little bit of a backstory.
A little bit of backstory. So I suppose I always loved fashion. And when I finished my Leaving Cert, I did a course to do my portfolio to get into art college. So that was for a year after secondary school. Then I got accepted to the National College of Art and Design, and that's where I studied fashion design. And then about a year later, then I launched the label Heidi Higgins. So,
which was very young, really.
Yeah, I was 23 when I launched the label, and when I opened up my own store, I was 24.
My goodness, weren't you very courageous? Is there an element of bravery or naivety in that?
Madness.
A bit of both, yeah. Because it was a big undertaking for a young girl, really.
I know, yeah. I was just talking to some other designers recently, and you know, they're hitting that age now,
yes.
And I'm thinking, God, you know, would I do it all over again? I'm sure I would. I mean, I had my store for 10 years, and I absolutely loved it.
I know.
You know,
So talk us about the Heidi Higgins collection and the Heidi Higgins, I suppose, designer story then.
Well, I mean, I suppose I always wanted to have my own label. I didn't think I was going to have it that quick after college. It's just, I suppose, the way things happened. I did a little fashion show. Some of the people in the audience were boutique owners. They kind of chatted to me afterwards, said they were interested in the collection. So I kind of said, sure, look, you know, now or never, you know, might as well give it a go. Very quickly I started selling the collection wholesale. I realised that
and
I needed to sell it to shops.
At that stage, Heidi, had you people making it for you or were you making it yourself?
Yeah, I had a very small production unit here in Ireland at the very start. But then when I got bigger orders, I needed to go abroad to have them, you know, made and ready on time for the stores. So we were working, you know, 6 months ahead, ordering the collections. And I worked with two family-run factories, one in Italy and one in Poland. And I'm still in contact with them. But I suppose when I closed my store in 2020, very early 2020, I decided to bring my production back to Ireland. It was something that I wanted to do for a long time, but there just wasn't any facilities available here to, you know, do the collections the way I needed to have them ready. You know, at the start of every season, you need to have a big delivery to arrive to the shop floors. You couldn't kind of give them little bits here and there. It had to be kind of full collections. So, yeah, obviously, like lots of things happened with COVID and things like that, I suppose, in some ways, it was all great timing for me, you know, the silver lining and all of that. But I started to produce my collection in Ireland. When I had my own store, I did a small collection in my store, which was called the Heidi Higgins Boutique Collection. And it was a collection that was exclusive to my own boutique at the time. And it wasn't one that we sold to the other stores that we worked with. And we would have made that in-house. And I loved that. I loved being able to, you know, make today and put on the shop floor the next day.
Amazing.
You know, you're not waiting months in advance or planning months in advance. You could react very quickly to what customers wanted. If I made up a sample and I was out wearing it on the shop floor and people liked it, you could take orders and you could make it for them very quickly.
Brilliant, yeah.
So that was a model in my, you know, in the back of my head. I said, that's where I want to be, you know. So when I moved to Tipperary then, my store was in Portlaoise originally, where I'm from. I moved to Tipperary. I have three small kids. So, you know, all these factors come into play. And I started to produce then the collection in Ireland in a very small way just after COVID and people were starting to dress up again. And now I have a production unit that I work with in Dublin as well called We Make Good.
Which I love the story of that. Yeah. Tell the listeners the story of We Make Good.
It's a social enterprise. So people from marginalised backgrounds come and work there if they have an interest in fashion, and they train them up. Some of them are super talented, have come from just, you know, different backgrounds and where they would have worked in big production units and factories abroad. They would have been managers, floor managers of the factories. And for whatever reason, they have found themselves here in Ireland. So it's a fabulous opportunity for them. And then obviously they have training there for new people that join. Mm. So it's very exciting. And I love working with them there. You know, there's a lovely atmosphere there. And they love to see the collection, what they make with me. A few weeks later, they see it then on the likes of Arnott's on the shop floor, so they can see what they're actually making and where it's going.
So we'll come to Arnott's in a minute, but the idea of We Make Good, they're actually also preserving skills that we're losing in the country in terms of craftsmanship.
Absolutely. I mean, there was no reason for me to go abroad at the very start, only because there was nothing here on offer for me to work with. So now, definitely, I suppose it's nearly 15 years since I set up my label. Things have definitely changed, and there's production definitely starting to happen back in Ireland again.
Fantastic,
which is
to
brilliant,
see it, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I have some seamstresses that I work with, but there's just they're around a long time. They're an older generation. But when they decide to retire, you know, you need the newer people coming through. You know, so there's definitely a big shift for that. I'm friends with a lot of Irish designers. I'm secretary of the Council of Irish Fashion Designers, you know, so we're all excited to see production.
And other
come back
Irish
to Ireland.
Designers are also using the facility We Make Good.
They are, yeah. There are some of the other designers, yeah. From
brilliant. Okay, well done. And well done to the guys who run that as a social enterprise, because it's giving people an opportunity, but it's also keeping the business at home. And we've quicker access to our favourite designers.
Absolutely.
So then you got picked, Heidi, and you got selected. Tell us about how you got into Arnott's, because that's a great opportunity as well in the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, I've worked with Brown Thomas and Arnott's for years. I was with Arnott's back in the very, very, I'd say maybe my second collection that I did. I sold in Arnott's, and then I moved across to Brown Thomas. I was there for maybe 8 or 9 years, and now I'm back in with them again on the Irish design section in womenswear. It's a fabulous area right beside personal shopping.
Heidi Higgins, I was in there last Saturday and I took a photo of the Heidi Higgins collection, a dress I actually took a shine to, but also with Guaranteed Irish on the label. I was so impressed.
Yes, yeah.
Is that helpful to you?
It is, absolutely. And I'm so proud, I suppose, to be able to say that, because, you know, because I make the samples and everything in Ireland and you would have been sending them abroad, people think that, I don't know what way the process works, but, you know, it's lovely now that they understand that you're designing and making here.
Brilliant.
And they can see the whole process and be part of it, you know.
And the idea of working with other Irish designers in a collective such as Arnott's or other stores who are trying to, and there's a place in Kildare Retail Village as well, where they're trying to feature, you know, a group of Irish designers. How impactful is that? And is it having a difference on getting the message out there to buy Irish and to look to our own for our type of design?
Yeah, I mean, there's loads of new designers coming through, and I think it's lovely, particularly say in Arnott's, obviously that's where I am, for there to be a selection of Irish designers to be grouped together, I think is really nice. And people will go, you'll often hear customers and the ladies on the shop floor will tell me, they'll come straight in looking for Heidi Higgins or for the Irish design section.
Yeah.
Like that's, they're on a mission. They're not just kind of browsing around the store and randomly will see dresses that they like. They're kind of, a lot of women, it's their first port of call, which is brilliant, you know. So that's great to see. And I have to say, I mean, my customers have been so loyal to me from the very beginning. Some of them have dresses, you know, from the very first collection, and
isn't
they have
fantastic?
A whole selection in their wardrobe, and every season they'll add to them, and I know what they have, and we'll be, you know, chatting about things, and it's lovely. It's really, really lovely that they've been part of the brand from day one.
Part of your success story. And I suppose they see it as supporting one of their own. And one of the things that I find, Heidi, is that a lot of people would ring me and say, Breed, you wear Irish in your job, which I do. But they would be representing Ireland in their job. So they might be a country manager, they might be a managing partner travelling to other countries, they might be an ambassador, they might be a politician, and they want to wear Irish and they're looking for the list of Irish designers, which is great now to be able to send them to the Council of Irish Fashion Design, which you mentioned already, and to give them a checklist there. And it's really about getting everybody to sing off the same hymn sheet so that there is a push to one point. And of course we feature all the Irish designers ourselves on GuaranteedIrishGifts.ie for people who want to buy or a special outfit coming up to Christmas. It's an ideal time.
Yeah, we have a lot of that. A lot of customers would come to me that they're going abroad or they're doing maybe a conference and they want to wear Irish and they want to, you know, represent an Irish designer, because most likely they'll be asked about it. You know, of course everybody loves fashion.
Absolutely. Okay, well, tell me then, in terms of your ability, I suppose, to grow the business, you've really used your networks, and you're based in the middle of Ireland.
Yes.
And you're very involved in Network Ireland. Talk to us about how important it is in terms of collaboration. And you've also worked with other designers where you've worked together in terms of the
That's
art.
Right,
so
yeah.
maybe talk to us a little bit about that.
So, I mean, networking has always been so important. And I suppose that's something I learned from the very get-go when I opened my business, because I was working sole trader, I was working on my own until I started hiring some, you know, staff and girls for the boutique that I had, and then the, you know, people that came on to the studio and production with me and things like that. But I always knew that it was really important to get out there, and I'm a very social person anyway, so I've always loved the networking groups. But I'm delighted, when I moved to Tipperary, I joined Network Ireland at the Tipperary branch. I recently won an award with them.
I saw that actually. Yeah, congratulations.
The Creative Professional category, which was fantastic. And I would have joined the Council of Irish Fashion Designers probably about 12 years ago, so a few years into launching my own collection, and that's been a fabulous support, and we're growing every year. And myself and Caroline Duffy, another designer from CIFD, also a Guaranteed Irish
that's
member,
right.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
We did a collaboration recently. So she is a textile designer, and she designed a beautiful print for my collection, my current autumn winter collection. And it was lovely. It was really turned out really, really well. I've made some beautiful dresses out of it. It's a lovely story to sell to people.
Yeah.
You know, that the print is made in Ireland. And, you know, we took lovely photos of the two of us working in the studio. And people love that, because I know what we do. You know, we do, because I understand it's my business and it's my everyday. But for the customers, it's lovely for them to see the process.
Yeah.
And obviously, we're very lucky because we work in fashion, so it's very visual. Yeah. We're able to share the story, and it just makes the print and the dresses that little bit more unique, and they understand the process that goes into it.
Now, Heidi, you're famous for colours. Every time I see you, you've a light, a bright colour. You've pink on today.
Yes.
You've orange, yellows, every kind of a colour under the sun. And it's great because in Ireland, and I only commented on it recently, we're kind of drab. We're reflective of our weather conditions a lot of the times. And we always play safe, and I'm guilty of this myself, in blacks and dark colours, navies and things like that, which are classic and beautiful. But the reality is we lack colour sometimes. Mm. You are not afraid of colour. So what's the attraction with colour for you? And then maybe go on and tell us a little bit about the trends of the colours coming down the line for the next season.
I suppose, I mean, I just love colour, and I love really vibrant, strong colours. I mean, when I look at the colour cards from the different suppliers that I work with, you know, they'll have pastels and different shades and the grades kind of going up, and I go straight for the
bright,
the magenta, the fuchsia, the really bright reds or whatever it may be. In fact, I find it really hard to sell a black dress. My customers just come to me for colour.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we do always have a little black dress in the collection, but it's definitely not... I rarely get asked for a particular black dress, you know. It's people that are coming for colour. I mean, Irish women love colour.
Yeah.
They love the strong colours. I suppose the weather doesn't help here, that we, you know, we like to put on a bit of colour to add a bit of vibrancy to our day.
Lifts us up a little bit.
It lifts us up, and for our colouring as well, you know.
Yeah.
We need a bit of colour.
What are the trends for this season and next season then? Coming down the line, there seems to be a lot of red out there.
There is massive amount of red from head to toe. Of course, I suppose coming up to Christmas, there's always red is always there. But yeah, that's part of, we have some red in the collection at the moment. I am working on spring summer for next year. I suppose I don't work too far ahead anymore because I don't have to, because we're working very much in season, which is great. So, you know, we'll add new drops to the collection kind of every maybe 6 weeks, as opposed to like a big spring summer, you know, drop in January or whatever it may be. So
For the collection for next year that you're working on now, what are the colours there?
We have, look, I always have pink in my collection. It's just, it's one of my favourite colours. It's what customers love from me. So we have a couple of nice pastel-y colours, we've some punchy colours. There's always a mix. I always include, I would never consider myself a very trendy brand.
Yeah.
You know, it's very classic. Elegance with a twist is our little tagline, you know. So there's always going to be a really feminine silhouette. But we do introduce whatever is in trend. We always keep it in mind with trims and little pops of colour here and there. But it wouldn't be considered a trendy brand, you know.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get that. So your typical customer then, Heidi, is?
Well, we have a few. I mean, we have a lot of working women who want to, you know, wear pieces for work, for special events, and then we have a lot of people who buy for a special occasion. So not necessarily, like, we do dress a lot of mother the brides, but they usually are the women who say, I don't want to be Mother of the Bride, I want just a really beautiful dress. It's their title on the day, but they don't want the fuss.
Yes,
they want something really nice and beautiful.
That they can wear again as
That
well.
They can wear again, that they'll stand out, that they'll remember it. So I get lots of pictures from customers on the daily basis of them sending me, you know, dresses that they're after wearing at the weekend. It could be something from the current collection, it could be something from 3 years ago or a few years, you know, previous to that. It's lovely to see.
Very rewarding, isn't it?
It's very rewarding. And I suppose, even though I've closed my shop now a little over 3 years, I am even maybe more so in contact with my customers because they're dealing, you know, directly with me when they're ordering online, or they might call me and we will chat over the phone. I might make the dress a little bit longer for them or shorter, or we'll tweak an alteration and things like that. And it's lovely to be able to do that and still have that contact with them.
Well, I have to tell the listeners that I actually got a dress from Heidi and I went to her kitchen where she just had a newborn baby and she altered it for me. Now, I wouldn't recommend
just
that to everybody.
Just for you, Breed.
I wouldn't recommend that for everybody. But I have to say, you go above and beyond in terms of customer care.
Thank you. That
is wonderful. And I think, I suppose, the need and the desire to support local, but also to get that personal relationship with your designer. How many of us know what's on the rails in Zara? Let's be honest, who made it? It's lovely to know who made it and the thought behind it and the sentiment and love put into it. So it's really important.
Yeah, I made a dress recently for a customer in the States, and she needed it for her sister's birthday. So we were just kind of back and forth, you know, making sure we had it ready on time. And I sent her a picture of it cut out on the table. So it looked nothing really, just, you know, the layers of fabric. And she was just so excited, like the thoughts that she was kind of seeing what's really
going on.
That it wasn't just opening up a box or a parcel and this dress came out. And she absolutely loved it. It was lovely. She hadn't experienced anything like that before, which, to me, it's my everyday, so I think it's really important to
personalize experience,
bring people along with you.
I really like that. That's really working for you, isn't it?
Yeah,
and you're so good at it. And not everybody who's creative is also an extrovert, so you actually have a double whammy there. So well done to you, Heidi. I would imagine, and this is just after popping into my head now, but social media has been very kind to you and your business.
Yeah, like, I mean, you have to work hard on it.
Yes.
Like, you know, I mean, sometimes I wonder, do people want to see you prancing around, trying on dresses and whatever? But look, I take it lightheartedly. It's all a bit of fun. But I, for the most part, I really enjoy it. But there's a lot of work. It's a lot
there
of, it's
lot
very
of
time consuming to put the looks together and to video it and edit it. I don't have anybody that does that for me, so I do it all myself. But for the most part, I really enjoy it. I mean, recently we put up a top, a lovely silk blouse that we're doing, and I didn't even get to put it up on the website. It sold out through just the social media posts, and that was it. I had a particular amount of this fabric left and a really lovely lace trim, and it just
gone.
Fabulous. Which was great. So you know,
Heidi, long may that last. Now, for anybody who's listening, a lot of people associate dresses with Heidi Higgins, but I just want to distill that myth, because you're very strong on shirts, beautiful blouses as well, and I have one actually. So and you're wearing
I'm
a beautiful
wearing one today.
Tell us the types of product we can find in your collection.
So we do like a lot of dresses for special occasion wear, and we do a lot of dresses that are very much can be worn day wear, or it all depends on how you accessorize them. So they're very classic cuts, but you know, like not so much jingle jangles and things out of them, but lovely classic cuts in wool crepes or beautiful silk. So you can dress them up if you want to go to an event, or dress them down slightly. Then I do a lot of separates as well. We do some trousers and we do a lot of blouses, and blouses have become really, really popular. I wear them all the time myself now. I don't wear as many dresses on the daily basis like I used to. When I had the store, I was dressed up every day. Now I'm working in my studio, or I'm out and about doing something like this today, or whatever it may be. So I find the blouses really fantastic and really easy to wear, you know. So they're really handy,
and they're a great pop of colour to change as well, particularly for the working woman, for inside a suit. If you have a black suit, navy suit, whatever, it really can brighten up the whole thing, can't it?
Brighten it
practical.
Up It's very, they're practical designs. I mean, we have some really exclusive silk ones that we do, but then the one that I have on today is very practical. It's got a nice long sleeve on it, and you can, you know, put it on. You're adding that pop of colour without, you know, it being too mad. And there's a lovely bit of black in this particular print, so it looks really well with the black trousers that I have on today.
Exactly. So look, Heidi, you are a testament to perseverance and tenacity and also creativity, which is a rare blend. But I do wish you every success and thank you so much for joining us on the Guaranteed Irish Business Podcast today.
Thanks so much for having me.
So please like, share and follow and review this programme if you found it interesting on the platform you're listening to your podcast right now. This helps share and support the idea of supporting other businesses here in Ireland. And remember, those businesses that are part of Guaranteed Irish support jobs, community and our economy here. If you feel that your business can benefit from networking with like-minded businesses here in Ireland, contact guaranteedirish.ie for more information. In the meantime, take care, enjoy the rest of the week, and as you go, remember to look out for the G.
The Guaranteed Irish Business Podcast, sponsored by FBD Insurance, Ireland's largest homegrown insurer. Support. It's what we do.